Welcome to the Hog Reaction Show, the only show where you can give your post-game takes on the air. Call or text into the Cherokee Casino Hotline, 877-377-6963. Our reactions, your reactions. Welcome to the Hog Reaction Show, the only show where you can give your post-game takes on the air. Call or text into the Cherokee Casino Hotline, 877-377-6963. Our reactions, your reactions, all the reactions start right now.
Tommy, I don't know about you, but I'm as happy as a clam. I got a full belly, Arkansas covered. I'm doing this pregame or this postgame show with you.
And I'm going to say, you must have had the money on the right side of the line tonight. That would be
never
the only reason.
Never doubted him.
You'd be happy to be in here talking about a 56-20 game at 11 o'clock at night.
Never doubted.
Oh, I sat next to you.
The school.
You doubted plenty.
I graduated from. At all. Never doubted him. All right, this is Hog Reaction.
He's lying.
Yeah, I am lying a little bit through my teeth. This is Hog Reaction. Tommy Kraft, Todd Richardson, Brynn. In the phones, you want to call or text in, 877-377-6963 is the Cherokee Casino Hotline. We're good to your calls. We'll get to your texts in a bit. Want to just kind of start out with what we saw tonight, get Tommy's reaction, my reaction. And Tommy, I'll start with you. Just early thoughts on this game,
it ended. You didn't have a lot of expectations going into the game. So I think Arkansas pretty much lived up to most people's expectations because they didn't expect much. 56-20, I thought LSU, I thought defensively they had a couple of stops early. Arkansas did not convert some third downs. I thought they could have. KJ Jefferson on a couple plays. Burks ran out of bounds on one. Those weren't difference makers in the game, but I think Arkansas could have maybe narrowed the gap or chewed up a little bit more time early. You saw some freshman mistakes out of KJ Jefferson. Expected. First start, a place like Death Valley. All in all, I thought Arkansas played about like you would expect them to play. Going on the road, interim coach, new starting quarterback, at night, Death Valley. You know, if your expectations were to win, no.
Is the equivalent reffing your first football game like in the Iron Bowl or Michigan, Ohio State, or Texas, Oklahoma? Is that the equivalent that we're looking at to starting your first game as a collegiate quarterback in Death Valley at night?
It's a mighty big challenge that KJ Jefferson had. But listen, I don't think he certainly shouldn't have felt the pressure to win this game. What was really at stake other than they could have had the greatest upset in the history of college football?
Those points, but, dude, that's what was at stake.
But other than that, it's about building for the future and trying to maybe figure out what direction this program is headed with new leadership down the road. But all in all, I wouldn't say I'm disappointed with the way they played. 600 and some odd yards defensively. We've just kind of come to expect that. I mean, it's disappointing, and it just, you're shaking your head again, but you got to realize you're playing Joe Burrow and some of the best wide receivers and quarterback combination in the country, and Arkansas has a secondary that has not been good all year. This was a terrible matchup defensively for Arkansas, and the numbers bear that out.
Yeah, defense just has not come to play this year. Let's take our first phone call of the night. Eric is in Corning on the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Eric, what you got for us after the 56-20 loss to LSU?
Hey, how about that Cameron Curl? That first offensive 75-yard he hauled, Cameron Curl blocked that down. Acting like Shaquille O'Neal against LSU's offense. Blocked it, like, slapped it down, said, nuh-uh. But, hey, guys, KJ Jefferson is our future. He is going to be the guy that is going to bring it.
All right, Eric. you sound like you're
Eric had a good time during the game.
Yeah, I think Eric was down in Baton Rouge with a couple of my buddies that made the trip down there. I think, and I've told Phil this all week, and really the last couple months, is the worst scenario for KJ Jefferson would be to start his first game in Death Valley. He goes 7-for-14, throws 105 yards, doesn't throw a pick, doesn't throw a TD, and he didn't get just eaten alive. He got sacked a few times, and he got injured. That's why Nick Starkle came in. But I think for a first game appearance, Tommy, in that setting, he wasn't Tyler Wilson Auburn-esque, but he also wasn't just scared of the spotlight either. He was somewhere in between, I'd say.
Yeah, and I thought he was well prepared. He had 2 weeks to get ready for this game. Don't know a whole lot about his injury. We know he came in with a banged up shoulder to begin with. Starkle came in place of him after the injury. He was injured as well. I guess if you have some questions about the quarterback, why didn't John Stephen Jones appear in the game?
Ben Hicks was also in a hat on the sidelines. Yeah. So that's kind of curious. And I think, you know what?
Well, I think we know why Hicks didn't play.
You and I were sitting next together, Joe's, along with Matty T, John, Scott Blair, and others, and there was two separate occasions where K.J. Jefferson didn't try and fight to get a first down. One, he slid. One, he stepped out of bounds prior to the yard marker. And, again, we can get mad. We can say, what are you doing? Go for the extra yards. But we don't know the severity of his injury. And that's just now coming to my attention. Like, but at the same time, if you're out there and you're trying to win a football game, I think you got to go for those tough yards sometimes. I think it was Spivey. There was a play where he tried to bust it outside when he just needed to get upfield and put his head down and get some yards. It seems like more often than not, this Arkansas team tries to go side to side than rather than just try and get some tough, hard-nosed yards.
They don't have the speed to do it.
Yeah,
so.
They don't.
Yeah, I mean, it was a game tonight where Arkansas, we knew it was outmatched. Now, LSU's probably not the best team in the trenches, but really the strength of their team's obviously at quarterback. They're going to likely have a Heisman Trophy winner. And Joe Burrow, he's got two wide receivers that came into this game with over 1,000 yards.
Chase and Jefferson. Jefferson was a 3-star in high school. So was Clyde Edwards-Helaire. People told him he was too small to play at LSU at running back. How's that working out?
Yeah. So, I mean, this was just a mismatch. And when you knew that Arkansas was already when you found out today Arkansas was going to be shorthanded in the secondary with a couple players left back at home with illness, that just really didn't add up to any way to really keep this game. Because your best hope was to keep this game competitive into the third quarter and perhaps part of the fourth quarter. You're hoping maybe LSU would overlook Arkansas a little bit.
Yeah.
And there for a while in the first quarter, because what did it end? 7-3 at the end of the first quarter?
That's correct.
You know, you thought, you know, perhaps Arkansas was going to be able to make this a game for a half. I never felt at any moment Arkansas was going to make this thing a competitive game into the fourth quarter. Arkansas, let's be honest, never really threatened LSU tonight. But they got a couple of nice drives in the first half, resulted in some field goals, got a couple of nice defensive stops early in the ball game. But when LSU really bared down and gritted their teeth a little bit at 14-6 and said, all right, enough's enough, they quickly made it 21-6, 28-6, and put this football game away.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
And they score and score quickly, Ty.
Yeah, they do, because they have the offense not only rushing the football with Clyde Edwards-Helaire, but throwing it to Chase, throwing it to Jefferson, some of their other studs. Joe Burrow is averaging, I don't know his percentage after this game. I can look that up real quick. He goes 23-28 with a 215 passer rating, 78% completion on the season, which if he ends up with that, which he's not because he's going to play in the SEC championship, in potentially a college football playoff and the college football playoff national championship. But Tommy, if that would hold through, that would be an FBS record. He's just been phenomenal. The Heisman is his to lose unless something happens down the stretch. But we've seen stuff happen before.
He'd have to play miserably against A&M and then look horrible in the SEC championship game against Georgia.
Or injury. We've seen it with Tua this year.
Okay, but who is if it's not Joe Burrow at this point? Would Jalen Hurts have enough left with
Hurts,
Oklahoma?
Young, Fields. I think there's plenty of. And
I think there's too much of the season under the belt at this point. If Burrow, for it to be taken away from Burrow.
Well, I thought
and
the same.
Mainly because of the teams they've played and who he's competed against.
Well, I thought you could say the same thing about Tua, but then he gets injured in the SEC championship. Jalen comes in, wins it, and you saw the Heisman. I mean, you saw the graph. I showed you and John the graph of the Heisman voting. How so many people voted for Hurts? No, excuse me, not Hurts. Kyler Murray after his Big 12 heroics, and Jalen.
Well, you're right. Sometimes it's the last thing you see.
Yeah,
so
that's a big thing.
Good point.
877-377-6963 is the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Tommy, what we going on? Got going on at Cherokee Casino West Roland, what? Or sorry, Roland and West Island Springs.
Which one, huh?
Go either one. I know they're giving away $200,000 every Saturday in November, and I believe at the Asylum location.
Yeah, Cherokee Casino West Asylum Springs. You got $1,000 cash drawings at 4, 5, 6, 8, 9 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, there will be a drawing on Saturdays for $10,000. Then the big drawing is for $25,000 in cash at 10 o'clock each Saturday. That's $40,000 in cash on Saturdays at Cherokee Casino in West Asylum Springs. We'll tell you more about the Toys of Fall in Cherokee Casino in Roland. There's a lot going on at Cherokee Casino, and you can call us on the Cherokee Casino hotline or text the program tonight at 877-377-6963.
Tommy Kraft, Ty Richardson, more Hog Reaction coming up next.
Our special Razorback postgame coverage is presented by Bud Light, broadcasting live from the Cherokee Casino Mobile Studios.
Back on Hog Reaction, Ty Richardson, Tommy Kraft. If you want to call or text in on the Cherokee Casino hotline, it's 877-377-6963. Ross, on our YouTube live stream, Tommy, has a great idea. Says maybe we should shut down the football program and reboot. That might work. It's worked out for Bill Clark and UAB so far, man. Maybe it could work out for the Razorbacks.
Well, it's you're beginning to wonder, is it to that point? Yeah. I mean, it's just, listen, tonight you knew what it was. I think Arkansas does have a chance. I mean, Missouri struggled and lost to Tennessee. And I think Arkansas in five more days has a chance to be pretty competitive with Missouri, who's not going to make a bowl. Now, they could win a sixth game, but because of sanctions, they're not going to be bowl eligible. So, I don't know if they're going to come in and treat this like their bowl game. I think it's kind of funny. I outwardly laugh at the fact that they got Kelly Bryant and Jonathan Nance goes there, and they've kind of had a very disappointing, lackluster season.
Yeah. Big game in Little Rock next week. I'm kind of curious the attendance. Again, we'll have a Morning Rush program. We'll have Arkansas Game Day, the IMG pregame. And then IMG post or the game itself, then Hog Reaction as well. So we will have a full slate of stuff for you on Friday after Thanksgiving. Tommy, I've talked with Phil about this a bunch, and I don't think I've gotten your take on this yet. Where do you fall in the conversation when it concerns blame on coaches and players? Because the majority of blame I've seen this season has been on the coach. And I think when it comes to football, basketball, especially in collegiate athletics, that's where it needs to reside. But it seems more often than not to me that the players are almost blameless from some of these fans. They only blame the coaches. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself that this is like, and I feel like that the millennials, a bunch of times, my own generation is mm-hmm. one of the generations that kind of excuses themselves from making mistakes. It's, oh, it's not us. It's something else. It's something else. Where do you fall in line when it comes to putting blame on the coaches and players this season?
High school sports are all about the parents, right? That's kind of who runs things and the behind-the-scenes movers and shakers. That's really what high school sports is about in a lot of ways, when it should be about coaches and players and maybe players first and coaches, but it's not. In college, it's a coach's game. College athletics, really football, basketball, who do we think of first? We don't think of And who do we credit first in a lot of cases or blame first? Generally the head coach. And then in professional sports, whether it's the NFL or the NBA, it's a player-driven league. So I just think that's kind of the way we've kind of categorized, particularly college and pro sports, is it's more about coaches. So I think when you look at what's going on here, there's a lot of things wrong. And I don't think fair to say Chad Moore has caused all of this. We were conversing during the game tonight, really where you go back to how did the problem go from bad to worse? It was bad when Bielema was here. It's worse now. Can anyone argue that? Anyone want to take that on? No, it's worse now, there's no question, than when Bielema was here. Well, how'd you get there? Because Bielema should have never been fired with no sitting AD. I mean, you stop and think about it. Hindsight's 20/20, but in my opinion, big mistake to fire Bielema. And I'm not going to call it a knee-jerk reaction, and I'm not going to say Bielema should still be here, but this program really went from bad to worse when you fired a football coach
on the tarmac,
essentially, with no sitting AD, no real structure to go hire the next football coach, and you messed up the search. You chose the wrong candidate. You didn't have an experienced person that had been through it before to guide the university and the athletic department through there. In hindsight, and hindsight's always 20/20, that's what should have happened, right? They should have given Bielema one more year to see what happens because Jeff Long had been fired. Or if you knew you wanted to get rid of Bielema, you shouldn't have got rid of Jeff Long. One of the those two things together is what's put this program from bad to worse. So do you want to blame coaches? Do you want to blame kids? Sure, there's some blame for those for individual play and for the lack of execution and for the lack of a game plan and how we saw the eighth quarterback in 2 years tonight. Yeah, there's blame for coaches there. But these problems go far beyond just Chad Morris, far beyond Joe Craddock and John Chavis. They go far beyond anyone on this football staff, and certainly you can't lay it at the feet of Barry Lunney, who's the interim coach. But I think you're also correct in saying, and I saw DeAndre Coley had tweeted out something tonight too about, hey, and I won't use his language, but he basically called these players trash, you know, and there was some trash play out there. And
correct me if I'm wrong, but he wasn't exactly a All-American or anything.
Exactly. Okay. So players at the end of the day have to take pride in their performance. Players at the end of the day have to, as Barry Lunney has put it this week, keep the integrity of the program intact.
Yeah.
And that's what they're trying to do right now. I think there's been misevaluations on players, players that never belonged at this level that have been recruited and put on the roster. And then, you know, and that comes back to coaching. But all of this began and went from bad to worse when they decided to hire or fire a football coach without an AD and then try to hire one, you know, weeks later. It was all a big cluster, and they've never recovered as a program from it. And now you've got what appears to be a solid man in Hunter Yurecek in the AD's chair, who's done a solid job of finding and attracting a college basketball coach in Eric Musselman, and you hope he can have a repeat performance. Because, right, you know, it's the lack of stability and quality leadership that have led you to where you're at.
Let's take a phone call via the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Big Mike is in Waldron. Big Mike, what's going on tonight, man?
I think we have the damn coach. I think we have him right now. I watched it tonight, listened to it. I think we have it. They played harder tonight than I've seen them play all year. You know, you're... That's the way I feel about it. I want a guy who's an Arkansas guy. There he is, Barry Lunney, an Arkansas guy. I thought they played as hard as they could tonight. I haven't seen that in a lot of other games.
You're right.
You know, people go, well, the score was 56-20. Yeah, but, you know, KJ made a buttload of mistakes tonight that he would not have made had he played earlier than years. He made a lot of mistakes, but I think KJ's the quarterback, and I think Lunney should be the coach. And that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
Mike, why do you want to
love y'all?
Big Mike, real quick before we let you go, man, why do you want an Arkansas guy? Why is that important to you?
Because I don't think nobody else gives a crap.
You know where Frank Broyles is from, Big Mike?
I know where Frank Broyles is from. Okay. He's from Georgia.
Do you know where Nolan Richardson was from?
You know how long Frank was here, though? For 40 years?
Yeah.
50.
Long time.
Long time. No, I agree. Do you know where Nolan Richardson was from?
I know where Nolan was from. Texas.
You know where Eddie Sutton was from?
Oklahoma.
You know where Norm DeBrion was from?
Nebraska.
So why is important? That's Dave.
Did I get all those right? Did I get everyone right?
No, Norm was close, but there's no prize if you did. Wisconsin for Norm.
Big Mike, thanks for the call, man. The point,
your point's valid. I mean, we feel more comfortable when we have someone we're familiar with. But your point is right that doesn't mean there's going to be followed success and guarantees.
And maybe I'm kind of shooting myself in the foot here. I think that our listeners appreciate that you're from Fort Smith and that you're born and raised an Arkansas fan. The same could be said about me.
Yeah, you're from Little Rock.
I don't understand the coaching aspect of that. The guys I just listed out, yes, think of them as Arkansans. You think of David Basil as an Arkansan. You think of some of these other guys not from Arkansas that came and embraced this culture as Arkansans, Tommy. But But to say that you have to be in the, from the state, have a connection or something like, it's just preposterous. That line of thinking, what candidates are there out there besides Barry Lunny Jr.? Do you want to pull up Jimmy Johnson from the Fox Network?
He's only 76 or so.
Do you want to bring back Barry Switzer? There are very
he's
few.
He's only in his 80s.
I know. There are very few Arkansas guys left. Does Jerry want to come coach the football team?
He probably would.
And you can sense the sarcasm in my voice for good reason. That idea is just so behind. You want a good football coach that can eventually embrace this program. It doesn't. They don't have to be from Arkansas. They don't have to have a connection. They just need to be a good football coach. Mm-hmm. If that's Barry Lunny Jr., by all means, hire him.
Being from Arkansas is just a bonus.
But people are so stuck on that. That's almost the first requirement to our callers and texters. This needs to be an Arkansas guy. That needs to be the next hire.
Just needs to be a winner.
Bingo. That's what you need. Exactly. All right, 877-377-6963 is the Cherokee Casino Hotline. We'll get to some scores next on the Bud Light Scoreboard.
Our special Razorback postgame coverage is presented by Bud Light, broadcasting live from the Cherokee Casino Mobile Studios.
About 30 more minutes of Hog Reaction. Tommy Kraft, Ty Richardson, Brennan answering your phone calls on the Cherokee Casino Hotline. 877-377-6963. A couple big scores via the Bud Light scoreboard. We'll start with the SEC and then get to some top 25 matchups. Alabama-Auburn, they cruise before the Iron Bowl. Next week, Auburn beats Sanford 52-0. Bama cleans up Western Carolina 66-3. Pretty big-time game in Athens. Georgia taking on the Texas A&M Aggies. They win a close one 19-13. Looks like Jimbo Fisher's team, unless a miracle happens in Death Valley, is going to be finishing 7-5. Kentucky stomps Tennessee Martin 50-7. Vanderbilt crushes East Tennessee State 38-0. Tennessee survives against Missouri 24-20. Mississippi State cleans up Abilene Christian 45-7. Tommy, SEC-wise, John and I mentioned this a little on Arkansas game day. Are you worried for any SEC head coach? We've already seen Chad Morris be let go so far this season. Is there any coach that you think has the potential to be canned at the end of this year?
I mean, not really. Joe Moorhead beat Arkansas, and I mean, the Egg Bowl's always a big deal, but
yeah.
I think he'll survive if he wants to stay. I could see him leaving possibly for another job. Things are good at Ole Miss. Yeah, the ones you'd think of, Vanderbilt's already said that they're good with Mason. Mm-hmm. And you look at what's going on with Will Muschamp in South Carolina. His buyout is $19 million-ish. They're not firing him. So South Carolina, they don't have that kind of money. And B, they're not going to spend that kind of money. And I don't think they can raise that kind of money to get rid of a football coach. So I don't really know. I mean, A&M's not making a change, obviously, Alabama. I guess Auburn could be the one other place that if Alabama came out and just curb-stomped Auburn in the Iron Bowl.
With no Tua. In journey.
Auburn may be fed up and be willing to spend upwards of perhaps $27 million. They wouldn't have to. That's what the buyout reportedly is at this point. Now, that would be offset by any job that Gus would have. And I know there's Arkansas fans. There's a fraction of you folks out there rooting for that scenario that would like to see Gus get fired, and that would make him available for the Arkansas job.
So let me ask you this from a general management perspective, because I've heard people speculating on this, but I have no idea if there's any truth to that. Could there be a scenario where Auburn and Arkansas, if Gus Malzahn decides that he wants to part ways, and the university is okay with that, could there be a scenario where he retires or something? They get rid of the buyout either way.
Oh, you can agree to anything, yeah.
Okay. As long as it's just a two-side equation.
Why would he? Arkansas is not going to pay him $27 million over 4 years or whatever.
We've seen people throughout coaching. He took a lesser buyout. I mean, his buyout got knocked down this past season, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's reports of that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's been confirmed, but there are some reports that they renegotiated some terms. I'm still not sure why he would do that, or his agent Jimmy Sexton would allow that to happen.
I don't know. So
I don't know that I 100% believe that.
I think that's something to keep an eye on. And as you mentioned, I'm not so sure that Alabama can't go into Jordan Hare Stadium and beat him with Mac Jones.
No. Well, Auburn's defensive line, if healthy, and expect them to be, it will go up against an Alabama offensive line. It's not one of their best ever. So, I mean, Auburn's defensive line gives you a chance to win that football game by themselves, particularly without Tua. So, but that's the only other scenario. I mean, obviously, Orgeron's and Saban are as safe as can be. A&M's not making a change.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think this could be a very light year. Arkansas may have it to themselves this year.
In the SEC, which is huge. Considering.
And really, nationally, what we got? Florida State, Rutgers.
USC
is
beat
likely.
UCLA today. I'm curious to see what happens with Clay Helton. I know you got Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart chirping in Urban's ear every single week about taking that job. But
you know, Arkansas hired Chad Morrison a year where there were six openings in the league.
Correct. You had two interims take over in Ed Orgeron and Matt Luke. You have Jimbo. You had Dan Mullen. You had Joe Moorhead and Jeremy Pruitt.
And Dan Mullen was a transfer, essentially. But
correct.
Yeah. Six different openings that year in the league.
Yeah. Other college football matchups that we'll get to. The big one, the only top 10 matchup, the only top 25 matchup we had today, Ohio State edges out Penn State 28-17. What a weird football game.
Yeah,
They're up like 21-0. John's watching it back in here. I'm at Randall Ford. And he's like, Ohio State just fumbled it like twice a row. All of a sudden, it's 21-14. It's a close
21-17.
21-17 at one point.
They scored 17 unanswered. Tighten that game up, and what ended up 28-17, I think it was.
I'll tell you what, Tommy. I don't know how much of Ohio State you've gotten to watch this season, but Chase Young's the best player in college football. Mm-hmm. He's probably not going to win the Heisman Trophy, and he's suspended the last two games because of the NCAA stuff, which is a whole other story we're not going to get into. But there is, I don't know if there's an offensive lineman that can block him straight up one-on-one. Just unbelievable football player.
So, yeah.
Just incredible.
Well, I think it's, as we talked about, it's Joe Burrow's Heisman Trophy to lose at this point.
I would be shocked.
And generally, the best player on the best team wins the Heisman.
Correct. So,
and sometimes you're not on the best team, but, you know, generally, and it's just hard for a defensive player to really get consideration.
There are, Tommy, we've talked about this. There are so many storylines heading into this potential college football playoff. You obviously have Justin Fields transferring from Georgia to Ohio State. Could you see that matchup?
Mm-hmm.
Could you see Ohio State LSU, Joe Burrow transferring from Ohio State to the Tigers?
Well, I mean, once we went through the scores, did we mention Oregon getting beat?
They did. They lost to Arizona State.
31-28 there. Mm-hmm. So there knocks out another team that I think the committee would like to have challenge the SEC for one of those top four spots. So Oregon's out. I guess Utah's still alive from the Pac-12. You look at, you know, the one-loss teams are starting to fall by the wayside. We're down to, what, LSU, Clemson, who was idle today, and Ohio State as the unbeatens. Will we get to the finish line with three unbeatens? That makes the committee's job real easy.
Clemson will be unbeaten.
Or easier.
I think I don't see Ohio State losing to Michigan or in the Big Ten Championship. I think LSU's going to face a little bit, not against Texas A&M, but Georgia's going to give them a fight. I don't think they can beat them, but I think that's going to be a very close football game.
Clemson's got to play South Carolina. Weird things can happen in rivalries. And Clemson's, I mean, they've watched Georgia get beat by South Carolina. So I would imagine Clemson will be ready. And you never know in these conference title games. You know, I think it's likely what Virginia Tech, I think, is going to win the.
They beat Pitt today. I think they're 8-4 on the season. I couldn't. Man, I'm so bad.
I
when it
saw
comes
it
to
earlier
Coastal
on the, one of the crawls, but I can't. Yeah, Coastal and Atlantic divisions. Yeah. But I think Clemson's likely to play Virginia Tech.
Yeah,
they got to beat UVA, I think, in order to make that happen.
All right, so Tommy, it's Thanksgiving. Around this time of year, people are really thankful for a number of different things: family, friends, just kind of your blessing job. What's going on at Cherokee Casino Roland that's kind of helping out with that?
Well, you can stock up on Autumn Adventures with the $50,000 Toys of Fall every Saturday the rest of the month. So you got one more chance. They're going to hold $500 cash drawings at 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 o'clock. And at 10 o'clock, a big drawing You can start registering every Saturday at 2. Coming up on November 30th, they're going to give away a Mahindra Roxor. So if you like some of the outdoor toys, you can do that. A little bit earlier tonight, they gave away a Polaris Ranger 500 4x4. $50,000 in toys and cash at Cherokee Casino in Roland.
877-377-6963 is the Cherokee Casino hotline. Got about 20 minutes left of Hog Reaction if you want to get in here with me and Tommy. More coming up next.
Our special Razorback postgame coverage is presented by Bud Light, broadcasting live from the Cherokee Casino Mobile Studios.
Back on Hog Reaction, Tommy Kraft, Ty Richardson, 877-377-6963 is the Cherokee Casino hotline. We have our live video stream up on Facebook, YouTube, and Periscope, as well as our stuff on hitthatline.com where you can always listen online. 96.3 Hot Springs Central Arkansas, 95.3 Fort Smith River Valley, 104.3 Harrison Mountain Home, as well as 99.5 in Northwest Arkansas. So the majority of this conversation has been on football, and deservedly so. This is a football reaction show. But since Arkansas basketball has picked up a lot of traction as of late, and there was a recent commit, Tommy, Fort Smith's own Jalen Williams out of Fort Smith Northside.
There you go.
Butchered that pretty
badly. I knew what you meant.
It's a big get for Arkansas. 6'10", four-star forward, can shoot it, can rebound. One of the better rebounds in the Eyeball AAU League. I think I said that right. Eyeball AAU League is, I believe, how you pronounce it. It's a big get for Eric Musselman and his staff, Tommy.
Well, and he's now, what, 3-for-4 for the in-state kids? Mm-hmm. Missed out on Chris Moore, who went to Auburn. K.K. Robinson, when's he going to announce?
28th.
So we've got a few more days. 3 out of 5 ain't bad. He's got a chance to go 4 out of 5 with KK. So, this is a can you imagine a better start for Eric Musselman? Really, the timing works out to walk into the state when you got this kind of talent on the horizon. If Mike Anderson was still here, do you think you get any of these five?
I think he gets some, but based on he
wouldn't get 4 of the 5 or even 3 of the 5.
Based on what you hear about how Muss is so up to date in recruiting analogies with the players, showing them this is what you can do in our system, this is what you can do in the NBA, this is how we're going to get you to some professional level. That resonates so much with these guys because, you know, like my generation, once they just wanted, they see Steph Curry, they see LeBron, we want to go to the NBA, we want to do that. Yeah. That helps out in recruiting.
What was the, I saw all the coaches and Musselman dribbling the basketball up the top of his stairs and, you know, his wife, you could hear her in the background. And then there was various one, Corey Williams and other coaches on staff and their response. Of course, they can't say anything official, but you know what it means when they say, home game?
Hooping at home.
So, I mean, watching some of those videos and no one else is doing things like that.
No.
He did the same thing when Moses Moody had a kind of a video series. It's time. So
I believe in 3 for Devontae Davis. So he's got each of these categorized for each recruit. And maybe he has one stashed away for KK. We'll see.
So, big get. And, you know, Fort Smith Northside has a history of sending some great players going. I mean, you had some players in the 60s and Jerry Jennings being one of them that ended up at Arkansas. But you think about Ronnie Brewer. That's the one that first comes to mind. It's some great players that have come from Fort Smith Northside and played at the University of Arkansas.
All right, last segment of Hog Reaction coming up. One more segment. If you want to get in here, 877-377-6963. We're coming up next.
Our special Razorback postgame coverage is presented by Bud Light, broadcasting live from the Cherokee Casino Mobile Studios.
All right, Tommy, we're almost done, man.
Yeah. One more game to go.
One more game.
You don't even have to wait a full week to get there.
No, we got it on Friday, Arkansas, yeah. Missouri.
We'll have full bellies. We'll be ready to go.
Full bellies, full coverage all day on ESPN Arkansas.
Yep.
Big question. Are you starting at quarterback?
Well, we need to learn more about the health of KJ Jefferson. Nick Starkle got banged up too in this game.
Yeah.
I guess we've seen the eighth guy to come in and play quarterback in the last 2 years at Arkansas. That's not even counting Wildcat packages.
Correct.
Where like Burks has come in or something like that. But yeah, it's been, or Rakeem Boyd, it's been, you need to find out where you're at health wise with KJ and with Starkle. And the question is, what happened with John Stephen Jones tonight? Why didn't he play?
Good question. I did not see John Stephen Jones on the sideline. I saw Ben Hicks in a hat.
But I'm going to tell you, you've been sick. About four people here in this office have been sick. We know that there were two players that have had illness. I'm not saying that that's what happened with him, but it's not out of the realm of possibility that, you know, some of these players we're wondering about could just be that they're ill.
Yeah.
Because anyone listening, you know, the crud and the crap is going around right now with illness. So
yeah, absolutely. I think
that may or may not be it.
Yeah, I hope that doesn't all of a sudden affect the Arkansas football team right before they play Missouri, because that's the last thing they need, Tommy.
Yeah,
that's the last thing they need for that. Again, Tommy, John will be doing the Morning Rush on Friday, as well as throughout the rest of the week. We'll not be doing our normal show stuff on Thursday, as we'll be celebrating Thanksgiving with our families. But we got game day coverage all day Friday. Hog Reaction, as well as Arkansas game day all day on Friday. For Tommy Kraft, I'm Ty Richardson, and this has been Hog Reaction. We'll talk to you guys on Monday.